Good morning. How are you today, man? Dave Parker's ready to take the show on the air before we even start. This is how excited we are to be with you here.
Great to be back.
Spirit in the Morning. Oh, man, we got a great show for you today. You want to stay tuned because today is a giveaway day. So stay tuned for more information about that. We're going to be giving away copies of Maria Vargo's Christmas CD. But don't call yet because operators are not standing by. They will be standing by soon. I'm Gary Zimak. We're coming to you live from the Holy Spirit Radio Studios in Doylestown. Later on the show, Teresa Tamio will be joining us to talk about ways that we can make the most of what's left of Advent. We've got some music. We've got some scripture. We got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse at 7:50. We've even got facts about Frosty the Snowman. And speaking of snowmen, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Iceman,
Iceman, that's right.
No.
We call him the Iceman because he's just so cool. Mr. Dave Parker. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Gary. How's everybody out there? And snowman's okay, you know? Snowman, I grew up in the snow up in Erie.
That's right. Hey, Dave, we are coming off of a great day yesterday where we were at St. Hubert's High School for Girls. What a great day that was.
That was a fantastic day, Gary.
How about that choir? They were fantastic.
Yeah, they were. And those voices so early in the morning.
Yep.
They did a little warm-up, and it was just an awesome performance.
Yep. And we are grateful to Lizanne Pando for inviting us, the president of St. Hubert's. It was great to be back in the Northeast. It's where I grew up. After the show, we went to breakfast at the dining car on Frankfort Avenue. Boy, that was good.
That was very good. First time there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard you talk about it before.
I've been going for years.
Yeah. It's one of your haunts, huh?
Yeah. I haven't been there in a while, but it was good to get back to have some. I had cream chip beef on toast. I don't have that too often, but man, that with some home fries, oh, good stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
You went the healthier route. You went with the egg beaters.
Yes, and hash browns.
Okay.
And toast.
Okay, but it was fun. Good getting out to breakfast. Great day at St. Hubert's. But now tomorrow, we are on the road again. We made it back to the studio safely, so management here said, all right, guys, you can go out on the road again. Mm-hmm. We're headed to Lansdale Catholic High School. They keep us on a tight leash here.
They do.
Because they see what happens.
Exactly. Once they let us out, no telling.
That's right. And by the way, if you missed the program, we do have the podcast available at spiritinthemorning.com. All of our podcasts are available at spiritinthemorning.com in case this show is too early for you. But if you're listening to this, I guess that's not a problem because obviously you're listening. But if you want to hear it again or somebody else you know wants to hear it, spiritinthemorning.com is the place to go. Let's kick today off with prayer. We'll do St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work, too, may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me, then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, Dave, can you believe it's December the 13th already? Where's the time going?
It's just flying by, Gary. Yeah, it's
This happens all the time, especially when you enter into Advent. Before you know it, we're in the third week of Advent.
I was just going to say that, Gary. Here we are in the third week of Advent.
But the message is, it's not too late to make this your best Advent ever. I'm going to be talking more about it. We'll have Teresa Tamio on the show today. She'll talk about it. Lisa Hendy on Thursday will touch on how we still make the most of Advent. And then in case we're not ready, next week on the program, let me get the exact, I think this is Thursday on the show, the 22nd, it's still not too late, but in case we're feeling like it is too late, we're going to get a last-minute pep talk from your fellow Erie resident, Mr. Parker. Father Larry Richards will be here.
Father Larry is going to be on, yes.
And he's going to be very gentle and kind with us, as he usually is, right?
Yes.
Father Larry's great.
He's great. You know, he can be gentle, but he can be pretty direct as well.
He is such a good man.
Yes,
you know, I don't want to blow his cover, but I've met Father Larry and I've talked to him, and as you have, Dave, he's a really nice person.
Yes, he is.
He really cares about saving souls, so he's going to be on the show next week. Also, later in the week on Friday, Jeanette Benkovic will be here to share some wisdom with us. So we got lots of good things coming up on Spirit in the Morning. But getting back to this time rushing ahead, Dave, you're not going to believe this, but yesterday I booked a parish mission for March of 2018.
Really?
Yeah. So I lead parish missions, and I've done a lot. I have a lot on the schedule for 2017, but I booked one for 2018. That just felt really weird doing that.
Yeah, that's a long way away.
So what I would say is, if you want me to lead a parish mission, I would love to come to your parish to do that. So just contact me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. I do them all over the country, but I would love to do some more in the Delaware Valley. So you invite me, I'm going to be there. Mr. Parker.
That just goes to show, I'm talking to our loyal and faithful audience, how good Gary is and how his reputation is preceding him in many venues. And
God is good to me, Dave.
Yes. So you're booking early.
I am. And you know, the point is, and this is the great thing, this is the lesson that I always learn from the work that I do. God can use anybody to spread his good news, and he can use a knucklehead like me. You'll vouch for that, right? I'm a knucklehead.
Yeah, so am
right?
I. You
but
know?
That's good. We're knuckleheads working for the Lord. And incidentally, I haven't been in this studio in a while. I've been traveling. It's very bright in here today.
Yes, it is.
We've got new lights in the studio. Dave Parker, you're a good-looking guy. I didn't realize that.
I know. <okay.
laughs> You're kind of cute.
You're not so bad, Gary, either. Hey, man, you're pretty handsome, buddy.
We can see each other.
Now I see what Eileen sees.
Oh, boy, we're back in the studio. We're getting silly. But, no, it really looks great here. And now, remember, stay tuned, because we are going to be giving away Maria Vargo's Christmas CD, which she was in the studio not too long ago. Great person. Great singer. It's an excellent CD. We're going to give that away later in the show. So pretty soon we'll open up the phone lines. You can call in to get your copy.
To the point on Maria Vargo, I'm playing the CDs like when I'm home and the grandkids, we're not watching the grandkids or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm working in and around the house. I have Maria Vargo's CDs on.
It's really uplifting, isn't
yes.
it? She does a great job. She weaves in some stories between the songs. And also, I forgot to mention this, next Tuesday, our friend Marty Rotella will be back live in studio for a little bit of a Christmas party. I'm going to have my family here.
Mm-hmm.
Eileen will be here. Mary and Elizabeth, my daughters, will be here. We're working up some. This is going to be really cool. I've got the guitar warmed up. I'm going to bring my acoustic guitar back in. And what we're going to do, last time I played and Marty sang, this time we're going to have Marty sing with Mary and Elizabeth. So we got a little thing we're working out at home. We got some harmony going on. So that's going to be happening next Tuesday. You want to mark that on your calendars.
Can't wait.
So we're going to be practicing, and we're going to be really good by then. Okay, let's see what we got here. Let's take a look, Mr. Parker, at the gospel today from Daily Mass, which, by the way, we will have linked at spiritinthemorning.com. This comes from Matthew chapter 21. Verses 28 through 32. And as we go through the Advent season, the church, in her wisdom, gives us these great gospel readings. What we do in the Advent season, the readings, both the first reading and the second reading, they don't follow the typical pattern that we see in ordinary time. What the church does is give us these gospel and Old Testament readings from all over the place to lead us down that path. You know, we're in the third week of Advent right now, and the church is helping us to focus on Jesus and to make us think about different aspects of preparation for the Advent season. So here we go. Today, Matthew 21, 28 through 32. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son, and he gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did the father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." Dave, this is a tough message. And when Jesus talks, and if you really pay attention, it makes you wake up and say, "Whoa, how does this relate to me?" And what I'm hearing in this gospel today is a pretty clear message. We need to do more than just say we're followers of Christ. And this is one of my big problems. I've been a follower of Christ. You know, I've gone to Mass for years. I was very lukewarm for most of my life, but I always thought, kind of, at least on the surface, that I was doing what I was supposed to as a Catholic. I guess deep down inside, I really knew that I wasn't as good as that. But what the Lord is really getting at today is that we've got to look inside of ourselves and say, okay, I go to Mass each Sunday. I'm a Christian, but am I really walking the walk? You know, it's one thing to talk the talk, but am I really walking the walk? Am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I trying to encounter Jesus every day and bring him to others, treat people in a loving way, et cetera, all the things I should be doing? Am I doing that, or am I just a Christian in name only? And I don't think it's a matter of I'm either this or that. I think all of us have a little bit of this bad quality inside of us. Sometimes we go through the motions, but yet there'll be somebody who might annoy us, who would mm-hmm. rather not deal with, mm-hmm. and we'll say, you know what? I don't really feel like dealing with this person. I've got to say my prayers. But yet,
yes.
Right? I mean, yeah. It might even be...
got to get to those prayers right now.
It might even be a family member.
Absolutely.
I remember when my kids were small, this was tough. There were times when I couldn't go to daily mass because my daughters were sick and I had to help Eileen out. And then I would catch myself and say, wait a minute, but the Lord gave me my family. Mm-hmm. He wants me to take care of them. It's more than just going in a room and praying your prayers, which mm-hmm. is important, but we've mm-hmm. got to go out and live our Christianity. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus is getting at today. Sometimes I've been accused of being the son who would complain, and I don't think this is a bad thing. I knew somebody once who said, Gary, you reminded me of that son who Jesus talked about who would complain and then do the right thing anyway, because I tend to be a complainer sometimes. I tend to shoot my mouth off, and then eventually my conscience catches up with me, and I do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Me too, Gary, at times. Yeah.
And that's okay. But the point of this gospel really is, are we really living out the gospel? And if you're not sure, ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, guide me today. Send people to me so that I can love them as you love them. You know, we want to be Jesus to those around us today, even if it may be difficult. That's a great way to really focus on Advent. The Advent mm-hmm. season is about getting closer. It's about getting closer to Christ. It's about becoming more Christ-like. And one of the ways we could do that is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us as we meet. And we're all going to meet people today. You might see some people in the store. The stores might be crowded. Your temper might start to get the best of you. There might be a lot of traffic on the road. What would Jesus do? That's the message. So I think that's a really simple message. And if you want to take another look at that gospel, you can find it at spiritinthemorning.com. All right, let's see. What time do we have here? It is 7:12 on Spirit in the Morning. And incidentally, if you need to get in touch with me for any reason, gary@holyspiritradio.org is my email address. By the way, Mr. Parker, mm-hmm. we are headed, I confirmed this yesterday, on January the 13th. We're doing our show live. Try to contain yourself
okay.
here. From the Marianne Pastry Shop in Ooh. Doylestown.
Wow.
They got cake, brother.
Can you elaborate?
Oh, man, I was on their website. Lots of good stuff. So we're going to be doing our show live from the Marianne Pastry Shop in Doylestown, right down the street from the station, coming up January 13th. So,
wow, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm taking care of you, Parker. I know.
You are.
I have to make sure you're eating, not necessarily right, but I want to make sure you eat enough. Yeah.
No, Gary, I am so impressed with your contacts and your outreach to people, because you want to spread the good news. You want people to hear our station and thereby hear the message.
And that's what we're trying to do. And the Holy Spirit is sending us people. So if you would like us, and we're working on doing some more schools as well. So if you'd like us to come to your school, your coffee shop, your restaurant, your bakery, let me know. gary@holyspiritradio.org. We will set it up. We'll bring our equipment and we will broadcast live. When we come back, we're going to talk about an Advent prayer to love like Jesus. And we're going to throw in 8 facts about Frosty the Snowman. So we're covering all ends, both ends of the spectrum.
I'm looking forward
here.
To it.
Yeah.
Which one, right?
I'm not going to tie those two stories in together, but we're going to have a fun show. Teresa Tomeo coming up with us later to talk about how to make the most out of Advent. And stay tuned. It's not time yet, but we will be opening the phone lines up soon. And you can win a copy of Maria Vargo's Christmas CD. I'm Gary Zimak. I'm here with Dave Parker. We're going to take a break for a couple minutes. We will be right back on Spirit in the Morning.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 13th. Today we celebrate Saint Lucy. Fully exploring the life of today's saint is inherently risky. Little is known about Saint Lucy, and different sources sometimes offer contradictory details about her. Still, the Church has honored her as a virgin martyr since the 6th century. 200 years after her death. Indeed, the name of St. Lucy is included in the first Eucharistic prayer. Her name also surfaces in many ancient liturgical books. She is even remembered in the song Santa Lucia. Lucy was likely born in Sicily into a family of some wealth. As a young Christian woman living in a primarily pagan society, she was often viewed with skepticism and bewilderment, even by her friends. The young girl's disinterest in marriage made no sense to them, any more than her desire to share her family's wealth with the poor. In the early 4th century, when persecution was common, Lucy was the victim of an attempted rape. After resisting, she was accused of being a Christian and then arrested, tortured, and killed. The year was 304. We are not certain just why, but St. Lucy is regarded as the patron saint of people with diseases of the eye.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Keep
Joy to the World by Avalon. I want to thank my daughter Mary for suggesting that song. That'll get you going. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Right now, the temperature at the Philadelphia International Airport is 37 degrees. Today, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 43. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. So, what I'm doing now is auditioning for co-hosts, Mr. Parker. Not that you're not doing a good job, but, you know, we're always on the lookout.
Absolutely. Good talent.
For new people.
Young talent.
And that's right. It's good to have young talent. And we are blessed to be joined in the studio by my friend, Robin Eliason. Good morning, Robin.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. I have to ask you, how are we doing today?
Good.
We are? Even Dave? Both of us?
Dave's outstanding.
We're also joined.
How'd you like yesterday's show?
It was awesome.
It was awesome?
Yeah, we're also joined that voice by Fearless Frank Eliason. Right?
So what school do you go to?
St. Ignatius of Antioch.
And what are you not doing at school today?
Going.
You're not going? Why aren't you at school today?
Because it's parent-teacher conferences.
Uh-oh. What are your teachers going to tell us?
That I'm an angel.
Wow.
I would agree with that. She seems like an angel.
I'm lost for words on that one.
Dad doesn't have anything to say about that?
A giggling angel.
Well, it's really cool, Robin, because do you have a favorite Christmas cartoon?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Why are you looking at me?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. Rudolph, that's Dave Parker's favorite.
That is mine,
right?
Yes.
Well, my favorite is Frosty the Snowman, and I have some facts, 8 facts about Frosty the Snowman that will melt your heart. Now, guys, listen to these, and girls, listen to these. These are some facts about Frosty the Snowman. The cartoon is almost 50 years old. It's hard to believe. I remember, well, I don't want to go there, but I'm an old guy, and I remember this when I was a kid. We're going to have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com, but here's 8 facts about Frosty the Snowman. Number one, the song Frosty the Snowman was a response to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I did not realize that. The Snowman was a response to the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. By the way, anybody know who wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Same person that wrote Frosty the Snowman.
No, good guess. Good guess. It was...
Burl Ives?
No, it was Gene Autry.
Gene Autry. Wow.
And the Frosty the Snowman was written by Steve Nelson and Jack Rollins. So Frosty and Rudolph are related. Frosty the Snowman was produced by the same company that made Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I did not know that. Okay, now here's one that goes way back. Number three, Frosty is also related to Astro Boy. Now, do you remember Astro Boy?
I do remember Astro Boy, but I didn't know the
connection. Japanese animated cartoon.
Who
is he?
He was a cartoon, a superhero back. Oh man, when I was growing up, a long time ago, even before your dad was growing up. So yeah, Astro Boy. They were.
And if I'm old, he must be really old.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate that.
I'm here to support you.
One of the animators for Astro Boy also worked on Frosty the Snowman. Okay.
That was early Japanese animation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Now, the voice of Frosty the Snowman, I don't know who the voice, who sang the song for Frosty the Snowman in the cartoon?
Oh, man. I'm blanking right now. I'm not doing it justice.
All right. Jimmy Durante.
Oh, yeah.
And it was his final film performance.
Really?
The special Frosty the Snowman was modeled after a greeting card. They wanted it to look like a greeting card, so they got a greeting card artist to do the background and character drawings. The voice of Karen in the show was re-recorded. June Foray was the original voice, but she has been doing voices for a long time. I think she was the voice of Rocky the Flying Squirrel for Rocky and Bullwinkle. These are amazing facts, aren't they? This segment is going nowhere fast.
Yeah, that's bringing me back.
I didn't say they were good facts.
Hey, you know what? Win Trivia Pursuit.
You guys
just pay attention here. You'll finally get that entertainment category.
Anyway, yeah.
Whew. Let's talk about Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I only got two more of these. I'm dying quickly here.
I think I'm dating myself when I bring up Trivia Pursuit.
Yeah, Frosty has 4 fingers sometimes. We bet you never noticed this error. Frosty usually has 4 fingers, except for one quick moment when he tries counting. Then he has 5 fingers when he counts to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And this is...
We'll have to watch that again tonight.
Frosty Returns isn't a true sequel. I didn't like Frosty Returns.
Yeah, neither did I.
It's broadcast every...
I've never seen it.
Yes, you have.
Well, what happened to that... to his hand.
But listen to this. In the sequel, I never watched it. I don't know what happened to his hand. But in the sequel, the voice actors are different, and Frosty can live without his hat. And it doesn't mention anything about Christmas.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
So, no.
Anyway, 8 facts about Frosty the Snowman, in case you're interested in these. And I doubt anybody's going to be interested in those.
I think when we talk Peanuts, it goes much better.
That's right. That's right. But I still like Frosty the Snowman. I know my whole family doesn't like it. Everybody in my family's bored with it.
I know. I look forward to it. It's funny. I'll watch them recorded, and I have them all recorded. But my wife actually wants to watch them all when they're on TV, the day they're scheduled.
Really?
Oh yes.
Really? Not so. She won't watch the recording.
She prefers not to watch the recordings.
I like the children in there.
Do you?
Like that? Build them.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's fine.
I also like the magician.
The magician. Yeah, he's funny with the rabbit, pulling the rabbit out of his hat. Anyway. That's our little look at Frosty the Snowman. What do you think, Dave?
I thought it was really good. You know, I mean,
you're so kind.
Well, what are you gonna do? I mean, 8 facts about really time honored tales.
Dave
about
Parker,
Christmas,
you're amazing. Thank you for bailing
trying,
me out
man.
Here.
Yeah.
Hey, not everything works here, right?
Everybody, I'm reaching.
Robin, we try.
You see me reaching?
All right, we'll get rid of 8 facts about Frosty the Snowman.
But it'll be out on Spirit in the Morning.
And live there permanently.
That's
so we
right. Good thing Teresa Tomeo is coming on the show to bail us out today. She's going to help us.
Maybe you could ask her.
I don't think so. We're not going to go there. But Teresa Tomeo will be joining us after the break to talk about what we can do in the remainder of Advent. Advent is running out, right, Robin? We're in the third week of Advent.
Yeah, so the pink candle.
The pink candle. I love the pink candle. We
in our classroom, we light it, and then we read from like a book.
Nice.
And we have an Advent calendar, which normally has about the same story.
Yeah.
But we read it anyway.
Nice. So that the third week of Advent reminds us that Jesus is coming very soon, and we're getting ready for Jesus. So that's what we're doing here, Robin. I want to thank you for joining us on the program. Would you come back someday?
Yes.
If it's okay with your mom and dad. Dad, is it okay if Robin can come back one day?
I don't know about that. Yes. Who rules the roost? You or me? Hey,
Robin's raising her hand.
Robin admits it.
We have a winner.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. All right, I think it's time for a giveaway, right?
Yeah, sure.
Maria Vargo CD. If you want to win it now, you could be caller number 3-215-345-1570. Operators are standing by, 215-345-1570. Caller number 3 wins a copy of Maria Vargo's CD, Christmas CD. Teresa Tomeo coming up soon. Stay tuned.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and 3 nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President-elect Donald Trump has reportedly tapped ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to lead the State Department. Trump plans to announce his pick this morning, according to 2 people close to Trump's transition team. In an interview on Fox News Sunday this weekend, Trump called the oil executive a world-class player. Pope Francis has phoned Egypt's Coptic Pope to offer his condolences for the Christians killed in a church bombing in Cairo. The Vatican says Pope Francis told Pope Tewodros II yesterday that the Catholic Church was, quote, united in the blood of our martyrs. The bomb went off during Sunday Mass at a chapel adjacent to St. Mark's Cathedral, seat of the ancient Coptic Orthodox Church. Most of those killed were women and children. And amid dramatic international appeals for the lives of thousands of civilians and to avoid atrocities, eastern Aleppo seems posed today to fall into the hands of Syrian government forces trying to drive out the last rebel holdouts. retaking Aleppo, which has been divided between rebel and government-controlled zones since 2012, would be President Bashar Assad's biggest victory yet in the country's civil war. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Julianne Dos Santos always looks forward to the Christmas season and the joy and happiness it brings. But when a family member suffered a stroke in 2015, she struggled to find those feelings and questioned whether she wanted to celebrate the holidays at all. Being happy made her feel guilty. Then Julianne had an epiphany. Writing on her Footprints on the Journey blog for the Catholic New York website, she said, "If I don't have any happiness or cheer inside myself, how can I bring anything like that to my relative, who will need it more than ever this year? I realize that being joyful and happy isn't a selfish act, especially when you want to share that with the people that you love." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Do you find it hard to sleep tonight, resting by the Christmas lights? Could there be something you forgot? Beyond the bows and mistletoe, the tree with presents wrapped below, there's more to this than you had ever thought. Have we lost the reason that we celebrate each year? Was wrapped in swaddling clothes beneath the star, one great and holy night. The shepherds heard the angels sing, the wise men brought an offering, peace on earth again in Bethlehem. Have we lost the
Christmas, if the angels never sang?
This is Christmas by Cutlass, and this is Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now, 7:35. We have a winner for the Maria Vargo Christmas CD. Deborah from Our Lady of the Rosary Parish in Coatesville won a CD. Stay tuned. We're going to be giving another copy of Maria Vargo's Christmas CD away. Don't go anywhere. We'll let you know when the phone lines are open. By the way, Deborah, thanks for the kind words about the program. It's grateful. I'm grateful to have you as a listener. Okay, Dave Parker, we are in the third week of Advent. Starting to panic a little bit?
No.
No? Okay, that's good. That's good. But some people are. I've been talking to people. Some people, there's a tendency to panic thinking, oh, no, Advent's almost over. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I was trying to live by what we have been evangelizing about and being measured.
Very good.
So I'm proud of myself. Actually, I have a got a couple presents on the weekend.
Okay. Well, but we want to get spiritually prepared too. So
that's more
the
important,
thing, right? And to help us do that is my friend, somebody that's been very good to me, very good to the station. You know her from her program Catholic Connection. She airs, the program airs every day, every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., Catholic Connection. Teresa Tamio is with us. Good morning, Teresa.
Hey, Gary. Happy Advent. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm going to be doing better when you tell me how I can make the most out of the remaining days of Advent. I'm doing great, though, Teresa. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
So, Advent. We're in the third week of Advent.
Yep. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Already? No, I can't. It goes so fast all the time.
Yep.
And you have some advice. You recently did a webinar about making the most of Advent.
Yeah, I do webinars every month for our Sunday Visitor. I also write, I've been writing for them for years, my Eye on Culture column. And last year they asked me to, earlier this year they asked me to take on the role of webinar host. And it's a blast. It's like just giving a talk over the internet. We had over 500 people signed on Thursday when I gave the webinar. And the whole idea really is you know, you were mentioning some really important points just a second ago, that we feel that, oh my gosh, it's too late. It's the third week of Advent, which is hard to believe. I was sitting in Mass on Sunday thinking, oh my gosh, the third week of Advent already. But it's never too late, and there's still time because we have a good full 2 weeks before Christmas. And then, of course, the Christmas season officially begins. That's another time, of course, for great reflection. So don't give up. Don't just throw up your hands. Really try to make the most of these last, you know, the next 2 weeks of Advent. We have almost 2 full weeks left. So I want to just share a funny story, and I know you're familiar with this story because you and I have been friends for a long time, but I always share this as a wake-up call for people, especially myself, because those of us who minister can sometimes forget to practice what we preach. A few years ago, Deacon Dom and I were getting all ready for the holiday season, planning on doing some entertaining, and so we always try to get our decorations in the house in order Thanksgiving weekend because he's off of work, I'm off of work. And so we had a grand plan. I was going to tackle the inside as I always do, handle all the decorations, and he was going to go outside. It was a nice day, actually, in Michigan. It wasn't too cold, so he was out there putting up the Christmas lights. And I had the Christmas music playing, and I'm having a grand old time.
Oh, I can picture that.
The fireplace. And all of a sudden, my husband walks in with all kinds of dirt and leaves in his hair, holding his right arm and saying, "Honey, I think I need to go to the emergency room." Well, he fell off the ladder.
Ooh.
He was putting up the lights on our large Japanese maple in front of our house and landed. He actually used his right arm to shelter his fall and shattered his right wrist. Now, thanks be to God, he's left-handed, but still, it was a serious, serious injury, and it required several surgeries. And so one of the things the doctor told him is, says, you've got to cut out the activities because in order for you to heal, your body has to rest. You know how we're all running around like crazy during you know, the Christmas and Advent season. And everything went out the window. Dinner parties that we had planned, his work party that we always love to go to. He's been at his company, a big firm in downtown Detroit, for many years, great people. So all these different things we had on our to-do list, the baking, the shopping, the entertaining, the visiting, done. We had to be at home together, quiet, and he had to rest. But you know what, Gary? It turned out to be the most beautiful, peaceful Advent that we ever had. And we had so much time together as a couple, reading scripture, which we do every day anyway because we've been doing that for many years, but really diving into the scriptures together, talking about Christmas, enjoying our home more than we would normally do. And I think about that every year at this time of year and remember that as much as I love to entertain and visit with people because I'm an extrovert, most importantly, it has to start with that relationship with God. So so slow down and take some of those things off your list and don't feel guilty about it. Don't wait for somebody to, you know, have a house fall on them or fall on the driveway before you wake up and realize that this is an important time of year spiritually.
You know, Teresa, a lot of people have a hard time taking some things off their plate, especially right. this time of year, because there is that guilt. But I'm so glad you're saying don't feel guilty about it. It's the Martha and Mary story, right?
Yep.
I mean, Martha's running around taking care of everything, taking care of Jesus, which is not a bad thing, but she let things make her anxious, and she became anxious and worried. In the meantime, Mary just paused and listened, sat at the Lord's feet and listened. And if we're going to grow closer to our Lord during Advent, we're going to need to make that effort to spend a little time with Him, right?
Yeah, and there's another Mary, of course, that we should be emulating. Of course, our Blessed Mother. We celebrated the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe yesterday, and the Blessed Mother is such a beautiful example for us.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the Martha and Mary story, of course, Our Lady, what did she do? When we see her in Scripture, and you know this because you wrote a beautiful book about the Blessed Mother, she's reflecting, she's pondering. We always see her pondering. Who ponders anymore? Does anybody even know what that word means?
You're right.
And she rejoices and she responds. So I always tell people to reflect, to take time to think about how the Lord may be trying to speak to you. Just let me give you another quick example. It just happened on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
As I said, sometimes those of us who are in ministry forget to practice what we preach.
Yep.
You know me. I'm a news junkie. I've been a news person my whole life. I always want to be up on things for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do like to watch news a lot. I enjoy it because I'm a news person at heart. And so Sunday morning, I was going to the nude mass, and so I had some time. I got up early, and Dom was already up, and he was, you know, watching the news, and he said, you know what, we're not going to watch this anymore. We're going to watch something more peaceful. I'm like, oh, I want to see what's happening. I want to watch Fox News. I want to watch this. I want to watch that. It's like, no, we're just going to find something peaceful. So we happened to turn on the Turner Classic Movies, and one of the earliest adaptations of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol was on. It was a film, The Christmas Carol, back in 1935. I'd never seen this version of it, and it was amazing. It was so well done, and it was so Christian. You know, the modern versions kind of just threw all that out, made it very secular. But in this particular version of it, Bob Cratchit and Tiny Tim come home from church in one scene, and Bob Cratchit says to his wife, Tiny Tim said something amazing at church today. He said that he hoped the cripples, or the people see him, a crippled little boy, because they'll remember who made the lame walk, the deaf hear, and the blind see. And that just struck me. I thought, wow. You know, something that you would hear in a movie on TV was surprising. And then I go to Mass, right, Sunday, and what was the gospel?
Yeah, that's right.
And I thought,
it just
struck me that when we are reflecting, and I kept thinking about that line from that movie as I was getting ready to go to Mass, and then I go, you know, and hear the gospel on Sunday, and I did not have time to do the readings on Sunday, which I normally do, but I'm thinking, wow. And I was reflecting on that as I was getting dressed and driving to church, and then I hear the gospel, and I'm thinking, you know, the Lord really wanted me to ponder that.
That's right.
And to remember who He is and the miracles. And so pondering like Our Lady is very, very important during Advent.
Great reminder, Teresa. And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this. I know you have to prepare for your show. Best place to follow you online, TeresaTamio.com.
TeresaTamio.com. And by the way, the website is all new. We revamped the whole thing.
Oh, I got to check it out.
Yep. It's just been redone and updated, so people will enjoy that. And then, of course, hopefully they'll be listening on Holy Spirit Radio to Catholic Connection today. And we're going to be talking about, speaking of Advent, my friend Heidi Hess Saxon is going to be on. She has a book about Advent with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, so that should be cool.
Nice. Teresa, thank you so much for everything. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for supporting me for so many years. You know, you were the first one who told me I should be involved in full-time ministry.
Yep.
And you were right.
Just remember me when you're rich and famous.
Hey, Teresa, you know I'll never forget you. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're the best.
You want me to come on.
Listen, have a wonderful Advent and a Merry Christmas.
You too, Gary. Take care.
All right. God bless you. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless, Teresa. Teresa Tamio joining us on Spirit in the Morning. Okay. That's really nice of her. She is such a good friend. She comes on anytime I need her on the program. Make sure you listen to Catholic Connection right here on Holy Spirit Radio, 9 a.m. every Monday through Friday. I think it's time to give something away. Dave Parker, I'm in a giveaway mood. I think it's time to give away another Maria Vargo CD. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, Gare.
All right. So what do you think? We did caller number 3.
Yeah.
How about if we shoot for caller number 2 this time?
Yeah. Sounds like a winner.
All right. I like to challenge my listeners.
Yeah.
215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. We have operators standing by right now. Caller number 2 gets a copy of Maria Vargo's CD. And it's a great Christmas CD, so make sure you call 215-345-1570. You don't even have to answer any questions. That's my kind of contest. That's what I like. Give us a call. Caller number 2 gets a copy of Maria Vargo's CD. 215-345-1570. When we come back, we're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Plus, we go, man, I hear those phone lines ringing. That's music to my ears. We've got some. We got another song left, and we've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Plus, I want to share an Advent prayer to love like Jesus. This is going to be something that I ran across this on the internet, and I really think you're going to enjoy this. Right now, it's currently 33 degrees in Doylestown, 35 degrees in Riverton, New Jersey, 34 degrees in Wilmington, Delaware, and 31 degrees in Coatesville. So we got you covered all over the Delaware Valley here on Holy Spirit Radio. Thanks for listening to Spirit in the Morning. We're going to be back shortly with lots more. Now, here's what I need you to do. I need you to settle in, relax, especially if you're feeling a little tense, because the Be Not Afraid Bible verse is going to be coming up soon. I know a lot of people are telling me they feel stressed and they feel better once we do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, so that's going to be coming up soon. Don't go anywhere. Get yourself, pour yourself a cup of coffee. Fry yourself some eggs. Make yourself some scrapple, some sausage, some bacon, whatever you want. Put your feet up. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Jesus, light of the world,
That's Jesus, Light of the World by Third Day. We're really getting in the Advent spirit, Dave Parker, right?
Yes, we are.
We're trying to get you going. As Teresa Tomeu said, and by the way, we're very grateful that she came on the show today, it's not too late. It's not too late, even though it's the third week of Advent.
Never
there are
too
only
late.
4 weeks in Advent. If we start today, this can still be our best Advent ever. Congratulations to Brian from St. Peter and Paul Parish in Westchester for winning the Maria Vargo CD. Boy, Frank Eliason, we've got people listening all over the Delaware Valley. It's great to hear, isn't it?
You know, we're getting all these people from Coatesville calling in. We're getting, you know, all the other calls. We're getting numerous calls from all over the listening area. It's so great to hear, and everybody was saying how much they're loving the show, which is a lot of fun to hear.
It is.
You know, this is not the typical show we've done in the past. And a lot of comments actually about yesterday's show again. Mm-hmm. I loved hearing
that. Good.
Deborah was loving the chorus yesterday and like how incredible they were. You know, it's fun speaking to the all our listeners and, you know, getting their feedback.
Yeah.
It really helps.
Yeah. And we want to do more. We want to do more remotes. And
well, it inspires us. And yesterday was like, that was like a test, you know? We were really worried going into it. Because, like, even though we've done remotes when we were down in Birmingham, this was the first full show away from the studio where Dave was with us. And, you know, we were doing everything away. How's this all going to work out? And it worked out beautifully, having the singers there live. Anytime we have singers live, even in studio or out, makes for a phenomenal show.
We are away from the mothership, yes.
That's right, that's right. And having Dave with us is always a liability. Oh, so.
I was worried who was going to trip over a wire.
Well, I almost fell
Gary
down
did
the
not.
Steps.
He almost.
Fortunately, Dave pointed out that there was about three steps that I didn't see. But
he's here to save you.
That's right. He always does. He bails me out in more ways than
one. I'm your wing angel.
That's right. So we're going
to have fun.
So since we survived and we made it back to the studio in one piece, we're headed out to Lansdale Catholic High School tomorrow.
I think it'll be another one. I'm so inspired by it. I'm actually really thinking about stopping by my alma mater, Archbishop Wood, on sometime in the next few days to say hi to them. And I haven't been there in probably 10 or 15 years, but kind of say hi and see if we can get do a visit with them at some point. And I think we can have a lot of fun. I think the schools are really fun because I think it's so special to hear students. You know, this is the future of our faith. This is, you know, the building blocks, and to be inspired by them and get to listen to them and hear their artistic abilities and celebrate that. You know, last night my kids we were at St. Ignatius for their Christmas concert, and you know, it's really funny. You know, the band is they're learning. They get up and like, you know, they're first time instruments, first time in front of you. And it used to be years ago. We'd go, oh no! And this time I was like, that is so cool, you know, just to, you know, as they're learning this and sharing it. I was so much more inspired by it as we went through the whole entire show. And they went through the different grades, and they got to the eighth grade. And they did something really neat with the eighth graders. They actually had them sit at the front of the stage, and they put on the backdrop was their photos of Christmas when they were young.
Nice.
And so you got to see this growth. So I want to do more with these schools. I want to do more out in the community. I think this, as I said before, earlier in the week, this is what radio is really about, is getting in with the community and Catholic radio especially. Mm-hmm. And in this area, we are blessed to have so many great Catholic schools you know, love to find ways to highlight the things they're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of our unofficial motto. We want to meet you where you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not only
maybe that should become our official motto.
Yeah, I mean, not only on this show, which is why we're doing this show, but at the station in general. So you're going to be doing some broadcasting of concerts in the evening even, right?
Yeah, we're recording different concerts. In fact, St. Hubert's invited us to record their concert this Thursday, so we're planning on doing that. We did record the one at St. Ignatius last night, and we're going to try and edit that down and play that later, right before Christmas. You know, these are the things that I think that bring special Christmas in your heart in a different way, but also celebrates this area. I grew up in this area, went to Catholic school, you know, for 12 years. You know, this is very special to me, and I think if we can find ways to do more of that, and, you know, showcase the great works they're doing in these schools. It's just, that's what Catholic radio should be.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, definitely. And Frank, thanks for joining us. Dave and I aren't in trouble or anything, right? We get nervous when management comes into the studio, right?
You know, I just sit down once in a while. I just got lazy about it. And this was the seat that was near me.
Excellent. Always great to have you here. Let's do our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Today it comes from Psalm 139:16. Your eyes saw me unformed. In your book all are written down. My days were shaped before one came to be. Dave and Frank, the Lord knows each one of our days. Even before we were ever created, He knew every day we would live. Sometimes we panic because we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future, right? The Lord is there. He's outside of time and space. He's got the future. He's got us covered. All we need to do is stay close to Him and everything's going to be okay.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that Be Not Afraid Bible verse, Psalm 139:16, we'll have that over at spiritinthemorning.com. I mentioned earlier in the program, we just have a couple minutes left, an Advent prayer to love like Jesus. I will have a link to this at spiritinthemorning.com. It's pretty lengthy. I'm not going to read it now, but it starts out, and this is, so many of us were struggling to really find the Lord, to get closer to Him during the craziness of the Advent season. Dave talked about shopping earlier. We've got shopping, we've got parties to prepare for, we've got traffic, we've got events to go to, we've got so many things going on. It's easy to lose sight of preparing to spend a little time with the Lord. This prayer starts out, "Dear God, it's so easy for me to forget the recklessness of Advent. It all looks so safe and tidy and sanitary in our nativity scenes. The hay is soft and yellow. Joseph and the shepherds have showered and groomed their beards. Little Lord Jesus is wrapped in swaddling clothes, a serene smile on His face. Now this is the part I like. King Herod and his band of baby-killing ruffians are nowhere in sight." Wow. It's easy to look at that manger and forget what exactly happened. So I invite you to read this prayer, to think about God loved you so much that He sent His Son to be born, to come to earth as a little child, to be born in a stable. I mean, when you talk about humility, it's hard to top that. That's how much God loves you. So this prayer in and of itself is a good Advent meditation, and I will have this linked over at spiritinthemorning.com. Read it. Make this your prayer, an Advent prayer to love like Jesus. That's what it's all about. That's what we want to do. And that's how you can make this your best Advent ever. Let's close with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Father of love, You made a new creation through Jesus Christ, Your Son. May His coming free us from sin and renew His life within us. For He lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we made it through another show, Mr. Parker, Mr. Eliason. We survived. We'll be back tomorrow from Lansdale Catholic. Thursday, Lisa Hendy will join us. Friday, Johnette Bankovic will be with us. Next Monday, Tony Shelia will be with us over the phone to talk about the foods of Christmas. Tuesday, Marty Rotella will be down in the studio to talk about how we can. It'll be a little bit of a Christmas party, actually. He's going to be singing. I'll have my children here. My wife will be here. So we ask you to join in and celebrate with us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers. Please keep in touch. Let us know if there's anything that we can do for you. Gary at HolySpiritRadio.org. I'm hearing my music. That means it's time for me to get out of here. You have a blessed day. I'm going to be praying for you. Please keep us in your prayers as well. It is not too late to make this your best Advent ever. Go out and do it. God bless you.